You're listening to Times the Brief, presented by the Salvation Army. Join the fight for good and donate by saying, Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army, if you're listening with Alexa, or go to SalvationArmyUSA.org to make a gift. World War II soldiers' remains returned to Pennsylvania hometown 74 years later after DNA testing. Scranton, Pennsylvania. The remains of a U.S. Army paratrooper killed in World War II have been returned to his Pennsylvania hometown 74 years after he died in the battle chronicled in the 1977 film A Bridge Too Far. On September 20, 1944, Army Private First Class Willard Bud Jenkins was hit twice by enemy fire as he crossed the Waal River in the Dutch city of Nijmegen during the unsuccessful Allied effort called Operation Market Garden. Jenkins, 27, fell from his canvas boat into the water. His body, which could not be identified, was buried as an unknown at the American Cemetery in the Netherlands. DNA testing over the summer helped identify the Scranton native. His remains returned to Scranton this month, and he was buried Wednesday. His 83-year-old sister, Edna Jenkins, is the only surviving immediate family member, and her DNA was used to identify her brother. She tells the Times Tribune she didn't think this would ever happen after so much time had passed. It was my twin sister and I that he fussed over all the time, Jenkins said, recalling how Bud would carry her and her sister Edna on his shoulders when they were girls. I didn't know if we could hope about this because it's been 74 years already. Army Major General Anthony Corelli, Pennsylvania's Adjutant General, presented Edna Jenkins with a number of medals and awards her brother earned but never received. The first medal presented was the Purple Heart, which she clutched in her hands. It's not only closure, but it's gratification, Jenkins' great-nephew said. They got him. That's the point that needs to be stressed. They didn't forget.